Hi, Miss Mill. I'm Kaya.
I'm Hayden.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Subi.
Here we have got some questions for you.
Why did you become a teacher?
I became a teacher because I love to learn new things, so I wanted to be able to share those new things with other people, and I really enjoy spending my time with students, so that's why I became a teacher.
What other schools have you taught at?
The last school I've come from is Langwarrin Primary School. Do you know where that is?
Yes.
How far away?
Not sure.
It's about 30 minutes. It is a smaller school than here at Berwick Lodge. We had about 480 students, and I taught preps and grade 4 there.
What do you like about the students and the staff at this school?
Well, everyone here is so friendly. Whenever I go outside on yard duty, people are coming up to me saying, "Hi, Miss Milne," and they've always got a smile on their face. If I ever have a problem also, I can get someone that's willing to help me. Everyone is so helpful and friendly.
That's nice to hear.
Thank you.
What was the school you went to when you were small?
I actually went to Langwarrin Primary School, which is the school that I also ended up teaching at. That's funny, isn't it?
Very lucky.
Do you think you might be a teacher at this school one day?
I'm actually hoping to become an architect.
Ah, wonderful.
Do you reckon school is a very beneficial thing for a student that they should finish year 12 to have a good career, and why?
Yes, as a teacher I definitely think school's very beneficial, both for learning but also for making friends. Here at primary school you might make some lifelong friends that you'll have forever. I certainly did that, and I've still got people that I keep in contact with all these years later. And also for your career, I mean, lots of people want to do different things. As an architect, Kaya, you would definitely need to go to university, so you would have to finish year 12. What about you, Nick? What did you want to do when you were older?
An optometrist.
Optometrist. I think you have to finish year 12 and go to university as well. What about you, Subi?
I would like to be a private detective.
Ooh, wow, fantastic. Do you know if you have to go to university for that?
Yep.
Ah. And what about you, Hayden?
I actually don't know what I'd like to be when I grow up.
Ah, so keeping your options open. Definitely school is very important.
What was your least favourite and your favourite subject when you were at school, and why?
Well, when I was in primary school, I really didn't like maths. In fact, I really disliked fractions. I was not very good at them and I really struggled. But funnily enough, when I got into high school, I started to enjoy maths a little bit more, and in year 12, maths actually ended up being my top subject. So you never know what will happen. What about you, Subi? What's your favourite subject at school?
Music.
Music. How about you, Nick?
Sport.
Sport? Kyle?
Maths.
Maths?
Sport.
And sport. Thanks, Hayden.
Was being a teacher your dream job when you were little, and why?
No, actually, when I was in primary school, in my grade 6 yearbook, I wrote down that I wanted to be a dolphin trainer. And funnily enough, now I'm teaching children, which is a little bit like training dolphins, I think, sometimes. And then also, when I was in early high school, I wanted to be a flight attendant because I just loved the idea of getting on an aeroplane and being able to fly around the world. And it wasn't really until I'd finished high school and went on to university that I thought I'd like to give teaching a go. So that's how I ended up coming into being a primary school teacher. So perhaps your dreams might change along the way as well.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.